Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Got listeners jumping on right now. WAAF Boston's legendary rock station, also down in Portland at Classic Rock 92.3 KGON and 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show. The return of Who Sucks Less coming up. The Word has some annoying lingo that you only really hear at work that they're also saying, please stop doing that. And our question, who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments come in as far as who or what are you pretty sure got you sick. I think this is a good example. The guy says, the ocean in Costa Rica. I had sex in the ocean and came back with a weird UTI. It's never good when a doctor gets excited about something that, quote, he's never seen before.
Oh, no.
But now, but the question is it the ocean? Is it the company you kept?
Maybe somebody,
you know,
should,
what I'm saying?
Maybe somebody should use the bathroom.
It depends on what they find.
Well, that's what I mean. But I'm just saying, you need to find out, man, because like, it could be the ocean, but it could have been whoever you were with.
You could, man,
just throwing
you
it out
get
there,
one of those
man.
Flesh-eating viruses by getting a cut, by doing all
sure.
You know, like you never know what the culprit's going to be.
But right, but with the UTI, like you had sex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
I'm
saying, I know that.
This is about 50-50.
I'm just thinking Costa Rica.
If you didn't have sex and walked into the ocean, I'd be like, that's weird.
To me, Costa Rica is like the Australia of the Americas.
Maybe. It says, I went early season camping at a government camp at Mount Hood Campground, but Mount Hood Campground was closed. No problem. We camped for two nights anyhow. We found out later it was closed due to a sewer leak in the creek. The same creek we drank out of. The same creek we brushed our teeth in, etc. Nine out of ten of us got Jarda. Is that how you say it?
Jarda.
Jarda?
Jaundice?
No. Jarda? Google it. And believe it. Everyone, G-I-A-R-D-I-A. Giardia.
Giardia.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the stuff you put on a sub?
No.
In Chicago?
That can't
not.
Be right.
Jardinia?
No.
You don't want to see that. You're going to regret, but seriously.
What's it? J-I?
G-G.
G-I-A. R-D-I-A.
Oh, here's a guy drinking contaminated water out of a stream. Yeah. That's the first picture you see. He's bent over with a backpack
on. Oh, yeah.
He's clearly camping.
Contaminated water or in the, like,
hit images.
When it's super rainy through our winter, here at least, your dogs and stuff can get it pretty easily because of any stuff. Like, if they run into other dogs poop and it's rainy and it gets into puddles and things, and they'll get sick like crazy.
You're looking at the wrong pic. You need to see it on it. You're looking
Hang on, hang on.
What?
Did you see the other name for it?
No.
Beaver fever.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he got it.
It's you got a case of the beaver fever.
What you been doing?
Oh, damn.
Guy in Costa Rica got that.
That wasn't a UTI. You got beaver fever. anyway, they got beaver fever. This guy says, look, 9 out of 10 got sick. I didn't puke until we were driving home on the highway going 70. I projectile vomited out of the passenger window. The truck behind us flipped on its wipers and dropped way back.
No way.
Yeah. Ooh. And then one last one. It says, he's very upbeat. He's very upbeat throughout this. It says, hey, guys, I got the poo flu. I work for a septic company, and everyone in this business gets the poo flu, which causes straight-up butt pee, along with vomiting and stomach cramps for about 3 to 5 days. Sneezing or a slight cough with the poo flu can ruin a day real quick. Have a great day, and thanks.
Ah.
The poo flu.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess you just take those sick days. Like, look, if one of us gets really, really, really sick, we'll take a sick day. It just doesn't seem to happen that often. Maybe once every few years or whatever. But if you're in that industry, I would have to think you need those days.
See, they're different sick,
that's
man.
What I mean. You're getting
sick. We say,
sick.
Oh, dude, you got a cold. Don't give me
the
cold.
Yesterday.
But then we get the cold, and it's not the end of the world. If you walked it, because I'm not going to give you the runs.
No,
you're
no.
Just gonna have,
it's a
but
much
you
different.
Say,
it's a different.
I got
sickness.
Poo flu. Like, brother, seriously, go home.
That's why we have the rule. If you poop more than 3 times, you can leave work.
Yeah.
I think it's amount. It's about amount of like texture. So if you just have to poop, all right, that's one thing.
Okay, sure.
But if it's like vomiting, which is pretty liquidy, or very liquidy poo, stay home.
Yes. You know what, man? That's a good measure. Like, you know what? How well do you not feel? If you still have solid poops, come to work. If you don't, please stay home.
Who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tanner.
Tanner.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. All right. Hello, Anthony. Anthony, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hello, Anthony.
Could it be the phone system?
Uh-oh.
I don't know, man.
Is somebody there? Hola. Can you hear us?
Hola,
Tony.
Anthony.
Hola.
Hola. All right, there we go.
And he's gone.
How you doing?
We're doing great. How you doing? Who or what got you sick there, Anthony?
Who or what got me sick? So I was out partying with my buddies, having a great time, and it was time to head home. So I just head home. You know, I'm kind of buzzed, and one of my buddies had some really, really good, maybe not as good as when you guys were younger, but some good cocaine. And so I was like, all right, it can't be that good. So I was like, yeah, let me get some of that. And he hits me up. And then I'm like, all right, that's cool. And I'm on my way back. And he gave me a little something for the road. So I had to finish it before I went home. I'm not going to bring it in, you know, around the old lady and stuff like that. So.
Oh, I don't know.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
So we don't know what he's going to say, but I have a pretty good idea. He started sweating profusely, and then all of a sudden his stomach did not feel right, and he got the mouth sweats. He then ran into the bathroom where he projectile vomited everything he'd eaten and everything he'd drank the night prior all over the bathroom, and then proceeded to probably puke again when he made it to the bedroom.
Yeah, because it was cut with garbage.
That would be my guess.
Oh, I was like, how do you know that?
I just guessed.
Because he's talking about cocaine, and once he got it started down the road, like I've heard, this is where you go. If it's cut with garbage, man, you will pay a price.
He will cut it with laxatives.
Not only that,
right?
But he didn't need to.
They'll cut it with anything that won't poison you, because they always want repeat customers. But typically, if you were to buy, say, right, they would say, look, man. This amount of money can get you this. This is the stuff that's been cut with the baby powder or the laxatives. Or for a much smaller amount, that same amount of money will get you this. This is the pure rocket fuel that'll send you flying.
That's the stuff that'll get you sick.
Yeah, sort of. Sort of.
Does it make you poo every time?
Sometimes. Man. Oh, yeah. Cut it with laxative? Yeah.
It's like having a coffee.
Yes. It's one side or the other. That's how you find out.
Caffeine, cocaine. Basically, if it's an upper, it makes you poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'll find out what they cut it with based on what your body does.
Totally. Later. Who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999-OLA.
That's part of the fun of the game.
Definitely a diuretic.
I mean, it's just not something I'm into, but yeah. I just have a feeling if I did, it would just be horrible. I'd just be sitting on a toilet sweating and pooping.
You would.
Yeah.
Why did I decide to do this?
Not a dragon to chase. Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, fellas?
Hola.
So, things that got you sick, man, I'm a sucker for gummy bears and gummy worms.
All right.
So, this is a kind of a gift and a curse. And so, I got off early and I picked up some gummy bears at Prize Electronics, of all places. And I just ate some before I got home. And my fiance at the time, my now wife, had made dinner, so I didn't tell her about them. And I think that's why this ended up this way. But I'd gotten so sick off of these things that, you know how you get sick to the point you're throwing up and dry heaving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was dry heaving out of every orifice of my body.
What do you think?
Well, you even did the butt dry heave.
What is the brand name that starts with an H? Is it Haribo or
Harbo?
Oh, those are good ones. Well, German.
What are the ones that are
sugar-free ones are the ones that are notorious for making you have diarrhea. I don't know about getting you sick any other way, but I've heard that.
These weren't name brand. I don't really care for those Haribo ones, but These were like some kind of island. They're in a yellow bag.
Why? So it sounds to me like you were hiding eating the gummy worms from your wife.
I mean, I can't say I'm not.
I mean, like, do you think that you would have got in trouble if you would have come home with like half a gummy worm hanging out of the corner of your lip? Like, have you been eating gummy worms?
I mean, do gummies fill people?
It's not like a hard time about my gummy worm addiction.
Oh, okay, all right. So how many bags of these things do you eat a day? Now I'm more concerned about this.
Oh no, it's like. Not a day, like I'll eat like once a month. It's not really that bad, but I'm a sucker for them. Like I'll go to Costco and I'll just gaze the 6 pound bag. So tell me no.
All right,
okay. So how long were you sick for?
Oh man, about 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, like I couldn't sit up straight. I didn't walk more than 10 feet from our bedroom bathroom.
It sounds like you're all like you're binded up or something.
But wait, you think that's from the gummies? I mean, what?
No, so it started out as, like, everything was, it was the weirdest sickness I ever had. Because it was, my head was hurt, I felt like my eyeballs were going to come out of my head. And I had the runs, and then I would dry heave, and then I'd be constipated, and then, I mean, it's just... Yeah, every like 2 hours it'd be something different. I couldn't get cold. I couldn't get too, I stayed too hot. I just couldn't get comfortable, and I was just out of it, fellas.
Did you 3 days? Did you go to the doctor?
No.
See, I think at that point in time you need to go to the doctor. I think after 24 hours, and if you think you could ride it out and it doesn't go away, I think you need to go to the doctor.
I mean, how long did you get? Yeah. Like anything, you're going to try to wait it out. But by day two, look, man.
If you can't walk 10 feet, if you're all...
If I dry heave out of my butt, like, for me, that's enough to go to the doctor. Like, this doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even... Like, if they said...
Isn't
like,
that just a fart?
That could be a side effect of a drug, and you might dry heave when farting. And you'd be like, oh, all right, I'll try.
I would try that drug. Exactly. I would try that drug just hoping that happens.
Yeah, you know what, Al? Isn't that just a fart? I mean, if your butt dry heaves, isn't that just really farting?
That's what I'm saying, right? A butt dry heave would just be a fart.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, wouldn't a dry heave then just be a massive hiccup?
It's not like,
I think it feels different because you're prepared for one thing. I think it's just where your mind is, right? I am prepared to poop. And it's all happened to us when you think you have to poop, you go in there and you just blow out a big fart, right?
Yep.
But you don't feel like it's a dry heave. I feel like what he's saying, it's like that, but somehow you still feel really ill. You know what I'm saying? When you fart, it's like... It's like dry. Somehow your gut still feels worse for it.
Miles, you are right, though. 2 days of that, be careful. Dehydration.
What's that? 2 days of?
Oh,
pooping and puking.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, your body's going to shut down. Who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999. Ola Mori calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said 30 more people, 31 to be precise, have been fallen ill on the E. coli outbreak tied to romaine lettuce.
Stop eating vegetables.
So the total E. coli cases is now at 84 and is now in 19 states. That is current information. There have been 42 hospitalizations, 9 patients developing a form of kidney failure.
Jeez.
No deaths have been reported. But
The best thing they did was either eat a sandwich or have a Caesar salad, right?
That's the
best you could. At least if you sit down and have a real dinner that human beings can actually eat, you're like, all right, you got sick.
They say
you got sick off a salad.
I thought you'd like a Caesar.
I had one last night. I didn't even think about it.
Talking about the guy that hates vegetables.
All right.
No, if I have to eat a salad, that's not like a chopped salad.
Or right.
Like if I have a salad that's not just drenched in bacon and blue cheese, then yeah, I would go Caesar.
Favorites.
But what are the, do you think in the course of my life, I have ever asked for a salad? I have eaten a salad that's been included.
No. I felt like I'd seen
not
it.
Not enough. I don't like it enough. And listen, I know it sounds horrible, but every time I hear, because it's always like sprouts or one of the lettuce, iceberg romaine, you name it. God, I know this sounds terrible. I always feel vindicated because I'm like, look, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going, you should eat vegetables. Like, get your E. coli. I'll stick with my deep-fried shapes.
Investigators have not yet identified a grower, supplier, distributor of the brand, although the outbreak had been traced to Yuma, Arizona initially, but they say maybe it's not just from Yuma. Incidentally, as far as the people who've got sick, within 2 to 8 days of swallowing the germ, they report massive cases of horrible diarrhea, stomach cramps, and vomiting. Although most recover in at least 1 week, it could lead to kidney failure. So they say, to avoid the E. coli, wash your hands regularly and thoroughly, cook meat completely, wash fruits and vegetables, avoid raw milk, and don't prepare food when you're sick. If you find yourself sick, write down what you've eaten, contact your doctor, and report your illness.
Don't eat vegetables.
Drug in Charge, Ryan Castle. Oh, joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. You know, thrilled. Speaking of lettuce, this is the same guy who used to walk into my studio every morning with a cheeseburger and take the lettuce and tomato off of it and ask if I wanted his salad.
Yeah.
And then he would immediately throw it in the trash.
Because I asked for a burger. So,
I'm trying to picture,
they misheard me.
Right.
And they keep including the salad on my burger.
I'm trying to picture him eating a Caesar salad. I don't know that I have ever seen you eat a piece of lettuce.
I've known you for
10 years.
The Caesar salad, though, look, wow, it's a delicious salad. Nobody can argue. It's the healthiest of salads. So I just assume somewhere along the way.
No, you're right.
You know, I know you hate vegetables. Like, for some reason, I thought, like, I'll eat a Caesar salad.
If I have to eat a salad. So, like, if you're at the wedding reception, right? You know, a lot of times they put all this crap on your plate. And if it's a Caesar salad, I can get through it because the dressing's good enough. I can ignore the taste of the romaine for the moment. I don't enjoy it because, to me, it's like just pulling a leaf off of a random tree, putting a delicious dressing on it, and trying to convince me it's food, which I think is absolutely freaking ridiculous. But people enjoy eating that stuff, but it's like, look, it keeps happening in the quote-unquote healthy stuff.
You know, it's funny. It's not the story I came in here to tell, but I did throw up a Caesar salad once when I was a younger man. The first time I got drunk on peach schnapps, it was and Caesar salad.
When you walk by those new
Caesar salad,
stuff since then, bro. Why are you eating salads and drinking peach schnapps?
I don't. I was probably
you probably.
21 years old.
you gotta hate these new salad shops that keep popping up everywhere, taking prime real estate.
Oh, you mean, yeah, I walked through downtown.
Shaky salads or whatever it is.
What's the place you're excited about? It's a place called Evergreen. And here's the thing. Everyone keeps saying, dude, they have the best salads. I'm like, I understand. I'm sure.
They look very good.
I'm confident they have the best salads. But that's like saying this is the best tasting dog turd to me. I'm like, it's still garbage. They just have the best garbage available. Mm-hmm. And God bless them. Good luck to them. I can promise you I will never eat your crap.
Just unlike you, though, the rest of us have to answer to the doctors.
I know.
So it's like, where's this good salad?
Not all of us have jeans.
This Coke
enjoy your Coca-Cola.
And the Pop-Tarts I just ate, that's part of my plan to have lost 10 pounds, Ted.
So I don't know that anyone sits around at night going, what do you want for dinner tonight? I don't know. Let's go out and have gooey duck.
No one
gooey
ever.
Duck.
Gooey duck, which
explain
is which
what
is like
gooey duck is.
It's like a penis with a clam for testicles.
Right,
if you
it's
can
a
such
huge
a thing. It's a huge
mollusk,
massive,
and it looks
it's
awful.
It looks like a big clam with a giant like
arm sized penis
coming out of it. Right, exactly. So,
what makes you think that you
it doesn't look
eat
appetizing?
This.
So here's the deal. But if you're at a nice restaurant and there's gooey duck on the menu, you might go. Yeah, you know,
maybe
I'll have the gooey duck tonight. So that's exactly what happened to me. I was at a very nice restaurant out for dinner with some very nice people, and on the menu was gooey duck risotto.
Okay.
And I ordered it. And I got to tell you, it was one of the most delicious goddamn things I've ever eaten in my life.
Are you kidding?
It was indiscernible because with the risotto and the texture of the gooey duck, and it was kind of cut fine in there. You know, it wasn't like you were picking out pieces of gooey duck. It was all just sort of incorporated into one nice dish, right? And it had a nice lemon to it. Oh, so good. But anyway, I had never had gooey duck before. I had also never.
Did
been,
you know at that point that you would never ever have it again?
Oh, but Miles, wait, it gets better.
Okay.
I have never been that sick in my life, and it happened like 3 hours later. Like, I'm laying in bed, it's 11 o'clock, and it came on like fast. I mean, it came on real fast. It was from the point of, am I going to get sick?
Am I getting
to
hot?
Being in the toilet was like maybe 25 seconds. It was like, oh God, this is happening right now. So you guys have been in my house. My bathroom upstairs is about 20 feet away from my bed.
Right.
Beautiful design, by the way. I am in there throwing up so violently that my wife is laughing hysterically.
She thinks this
she
is great.
She thinks it's hysterical. Yeah. I'm throwing it like harder.
I'm
like,
smiling now.
Like just oh, like that kind of
throwing. She also knows that you're not hammered either.
I have never been like my body could not get that stuff out hard enough. It was like the most violent throw, and it went on for 7 hours. For 7 hours. I couldn't. So there's nothing left at that. Now you're just yelling into an empty toilet. So it got to the point where I had to go downstairs and lay on the couch because first of all I was going to murder my wife because I could just hear her back there like it's not funny. So I had to go downstairs. Plus, I was keeping her up. So I went downstairs and I laid on the couch and I took a bathroom garbage and put a compost bag in it and then screamed into that thing until like 7 o'clock in the morning when it finally subsided enough that I could go to sleep.
And you were up all night.
I lost my voice. Like I couldn't talk for 2 days. All of my abs were just all out of whack. Like I had done like 5 million crunches. Like it beat the hell out of me. But here's the kicker. Was it the gooey duck or was it just bad gooey duck? Or do I have a problem with gooey duck or
was it the risotto?
Or was it food poisoying? Like, I don't know.
I'd say you try it again.
Maybe it was that last shot. Fast forward 2 years.
Okay.
I'm at another very nice restaurant.
You're back.
This guy's is a 21 course meal.
Ooh. Oh, God.
It is maybe the most beautiful, amazing meal I've ever had in my life. And every course is like a bite or two. And they just keep bringing out these little things. And
drinking wine.
You're drinking a ton of wine. You're having a great time. And everything you eat is the most amazing thing you have ever eaten in your life. You try one thing, you're like, God, that is amazing. Next thing comes like, ah, God, that's even better than the last thing. One dish comes along and it has gooey duck in it. And
of course it does.
I say to my wife, I'm like, should I eat this? It's just one bite.
That's all you
maybe
need.
Maybe two bites of gooey duck.
Now, is this just the gooey duck as it is? So it's not incorporated in the rice.
It's prepared in a way. I don't remember how they prepared it, but it wasn't like, here's a hunk of gooey duck.
Okay.
You know, it was prepared.
Something in there.
Probably with some seaweed.
Delicious.
Right? Something
like that. But it's pulling straight out of the ocean.
So we have the conversation. Like, so was
how many people are with you?
There was 8 of us.
All right. So they're all going to eat this too.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's eating it. Everybody's eating it.
Fair enough.
So we have the conversation. Was it food poisoning or does my body not like gooey duck? And I thought, well, I eat clams all the time. Mm-hmm. I like oysters. I like mussels. It's obvious. I don't have a problem with shellfish, so it can't be that. You know what? There's only one way to find out for sure. Down the hatch goes the gooey duck.
Mm-hmm. How'd it taste?
Delicious.
Nice.
Okay. So you definitely know that you like the taste.
Did you poop blood or anything?
Fast forward 3 hours.
Oh, no. No. Are you in a hotel room?
I'm in a hotel room.
Oh, no.
And it comes on in about 25 seconds from hot mouth to this is happening.
No way. Again.
Seriously.
Again.
But this time it was a 21 course meal all coming up behind
that
it.
That was not cheap.
A lot of really great wine. Yeah. Fortunately, someone else picked up the tab.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at least you saved yourself having the black poops from the next morning from the wine.
Exactly. But the good news is, because it was only one bite, you know, I threw up like twice, and then it was all over, and it was done.
So
it wasn't until
gooey
7
duck.
O'clock in the
gooey
morning.
Duck is
so
just,
now I know for nobody, sure, having tested the hypothesis, that gooey duck is definitely off the menu.
But no one else got sick.
No one else got
sick. So it was just
it
you.
Was definitely me. Right. Definitely my problem with the gooey duck.
Okay. So you never can have it again.
No. And I've thrown up since then on different occasions, but never, ever like that. Never before like that, and never since. Since then, like that was the most violently ill I've ever been in my life.
But
my
nature's
body
looking out
could not get that out fast enough.
The thing is, man, in the end, what your body said is the one food you cannot consume without us revolting epically and violently is a sea creature that looks a lot like a penis.
Think of the poisons.
Chalk it up to a win, bro.
Think of the
Some
poisons.
People have a peanut allergy. They,
right.
Like,
right.
You can't even
you
eat
can't
a
have Jif. Yeah.
You can't have a penis-shaped clam. All right? I think you did a hard job.
I could get through the rest of my life without gooey duck. It's going to be cool.
Were you on an island when you ate this?
I was.
I think I know exactly where you were.
Dude, I would go back there
sure.
in a
it's
second.
It's one of the best restaurants in America.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like I said, everything I ate was the most delicious thing I had ever eaten.
Just
and guess what? That meal was so good, it tasted good twice.
But now everybody, of course, they either want to know the restaurant you were in. There's no need to put it out there. It's not their fault. But also,
McDonald's.
Like, hey, man, sounds like your gooey duck must have been harvested from an area with red tide. It's an algae that makes you sick. You're right, but I would find it unlikely.
If everyone else at the table had gotten sick, perhaps.
Most people that do fishing for a living and want to continue to make money don't pull fish out of an area that has red tide. And
if it has a red tide, you more than likely aren't going to find anything alive in it, period.
We had had that conversation. You know, maybe it was just this gooey duck, but because it happened twice, I'm going to assume that no.
I'm going to name my seafood restaurant Red Tide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Everything we serve might hurt you.
Seafood restaurant in Alabama.
There's an asterisk next to every single thing on our menu.
It smells like microwave fish when you walk in. Right. Thank you, Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge. Who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, D. Welcome to the men's room.
D, hola. Are you?
Denisha, welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hello there.
So, I'm a big fan of y'all's. I'm from Florida, and at the time I was staying in Pensacola, Florida, my mom had took me to Vegas for the first time, and I wasn't even yet 21. But unfortunately, my stupid ex-boyfriend at the time had gave me strep throat. So it was real unfortunate.
Do we want to ask how?
Yeah. When I found out, I kicked his ass out, but it was just unfortunate because I had built up all this excitement to go to Vegas for the first time. I was really cute, and I was so excited to go. And then I get on the plane, and then I'm just starting feeling very feverish. I'm like about to fall out, and like I'm just, you know, turning red. I feel like I'm about to throw up.
And no one wants to feel that way when you're on a plane either. That's the worst place to feel like ass.
Because there's nowhere you can go anywhere. Not only is there nowhere you can go, but once you start showing signs, everyone else on the plane starts looking at you like you might be patient zero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been in-laws, been sick as a dog, been fine with that. You know what I mean? The plane is the worst place to be sick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So by the time I met up with my mom in Vegas, naturally I'm a student, and I go to school for microbiology. That's what I'm studying. So I already knew immediately what it was. And so I just felt like my tonsils swelling up, feeling so feverish. And then by the time we got into Vegas, I didn't waste no time to get to, like, the little minute clinic they had there, like some CVS. And I was like, I don't even want you guys to diagnose me. I already know what I want. So luckily that day I was able to get me some prescriptions, some antibiotics, and I just made sure, you know, took all the precautions, took it a little easy at first because I was not feeling good. It was just, like, the worst feeling is sitting on the plane sweating.
You know what, though? You might be one of the first people. You're one of the first people to go to the clinic when they land in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, generally, people are stopping by the clinic on the way back to the airport to fly out. And here you are. Yeah. You just landed. And so have you graduated from microbiology?
No, right now I'm currently a student at SBU, Seattle Pacific.
All right, but let me ask you this, though. I think stuff like microbiology is fascinating enough, you know, when you're flipping around cable and they go through this stuff. But I would think that if it's something I was knowledgeable about and something I was aware of, I would be the biggest hypochondriac or skeeved out about everything all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would think like that, but currently, too, with me working at Fred Hutchinson, I'm so used to working with, like, different diseases and whatnot. I'm kind of used to it, but I was not used to it, not happy when I found out I had strep throat. So by the time I left Vegas, I got back home to Pensacola at the time, found my ex-boyfriend. I told him, all right, here's some medication. You need to go get some, like, antibiotics because I know you got me sick and you need to go ahead and leave and get your stuff and be gone. And that was it because I don't know where he got that from, but I'm pretty sure it was
Sheila. You know it was big Sheila down the way.
I love the fact that he got you sick and you kicked him out.
I know.
That's all it took. Did you get me sick? I was going to Vegas. You are out of here.
Yeah, you're pretty hardcore with that.
I know. Okay, but nobody wants to be sick in Vegas, but, like, was he already on the outs with you?
What happened to you and D? Oh, I got her sick, and she threw me out of the house when she went to Vegas.
That's no, he was the kind of guy, I guess he worked, quote-unquote, on assignment. And then, like, one time he came back, and I was just like, oh, you know, I'm about to get ready and go off to Vegas, you know, do your thing, whatever. But I didn't expect to get on that damn plane and feel like I was sick and feverish. And then I found out I waste no time. Literally, I said, Mom, let's go to the CVS. I think this guy got me sick, and it's not even cool. It's not like, oh, kissing bug or something like that. No, that was strep throat.
No, the fact that you mentioned your mouth and not your vagina, your mother's like, thank God. Because if you say, we got to stop by the clinic, my boyfriend got... Like, my initial, I'm going to kill him.
Shouldn't you
like,
told oh, your mom strep that, throat? Not me.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, man. That's no worries. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Have oh, you been God, back? Well,
I tell you what, one good thing is that you were underage and you couldn't get a beverage because when you're on antibiotics, one thing you can't definitely do is drink because the antibiotics don't work. So
they can't handle alcohol.
So, I mean, and if you're in Vegas and you are of age, you're definitely going to just want to have a drink at dinner or something, or a glass of wine every once in a while, and that can ruin the antibiotics' effectiveness. So at least you were underage, I guess. If there's a silver lining.
Yeah, but still, I ain't waste no time to kick him out. He had to go after that.
I don't blame you. I wish my life would have gone like that. Anybody in my life who got me sick, I just got rid of it.
The final straw was the strep throat.
I almost got thrown off by that's such a serious thing. I'm like, I had strep throat as a child.
Sure.
Like, I've never heard of it being an STD.
She did not want strep throat. She made that clear. She came like, you got to get your stuff and leave, brother. He's probably like, dang. So people, hey, man, what happened to D? Like, look, man, all I know is I gave her strep throat. And that was it. She went to Vegas, came back, kicked my ass out. Out, gone.
Yeah, that seems like one of those funny ones you talk about.
I'm sure he does now. But, you know, he said that. I'm guessing this man probably sat in his car with his mouth hanging open for like a day and a half. Like, what? What happened? What?
I'm confused.
But she sounded very no-nonsense. You got to get your stuff and go. Like, damn, man. It was strep throat. You got strep throat as a kid?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a few. As a kid, I never got pink eye, I never got strep throat, never got lice, right? But as a kid, obviously, you knew 1,000 people that did.
I
don't
think I had lice,
did.
But I had pink
never
eye
got,
and
never
strep
had
throat.
Lice.
The lice thing, the lice freaked me out more than any of them, only because you knew it was like this living thing climbing on your body, not cool. Strep throat terrified me because anytime a kid had strep throat, like we didn't see him for a week.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Karen, who always puts the raisins in a potato salad, she's not going to be... She has strep throat. So to me, that was the most terrifying thing that there possibly was. And then finally, pink eye, because you'd see a dude with pink eye, and you're like, this is not all right, man.
I can't remember who gave me chicken pox, but as you always say, it was an organized, planned event where somehow...
I know it sounds horrible.
The chicken pox birthday party, and the next thing you know, there was nobody in our class for at least a week or two.
I know the goal is, everyone says you want your kids... to grow up in a better life than you did. For the most part, that's true.
And a vaccination for that.
No, see, that's where I draw the line. My parents made me play with some little girl I didn't even like so I could get chicken pox, and that was something I was looking very forward to doing to my own kids. I really was, man. And they took that away from me.
For a week.
No, somebody would, not me. I got to go to work, man.
Who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
A question, who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? This one comes from the Sun in England, and it is a doozy. I will read it as it was written by the author, if you will. A mum says she found a used condom in a packet of Tesco kale after she had served it to her family for dinner. Christy Gilbert served a generous portion, that's how it's written, to her husband Paul, 35, and sons Robin and 3-year-old son Sam back in March. But when she attempted to grab a handful of the leafy veg to give to her 2 guinea pigs, Bubba and Squeak, a day later, she claims to have discovered the stained condom with hairs attached lying among the leaves. After a full investigation, Tesco says the condom, which is confirmed was intact and used, must have been planted there after the 38-year-old bought it. Chrissy says she took her family to see a nurse, fearing they needed an STI check, but was assured that the chance of infection was minimal. I just stood there for ages looking at it, wondering what it was, and ridiculously picked it up for a look, said Chrissy. I dropped it when I realized what it was. Then I rolled it to pick it back up. You could tell it was used, and it looked a bit stained. The condom, with circles highlighting hairs found on it. Our question, who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999-OLA.
The hair's really taken over the top, just, right? Somehow that just makes the whole thing like, worse.
Oh, no.
God
damn it. No.
Hello, DJ. No. Welcome to the men's room.
They say that it was a generous portion. After serving not just a regular portion. A generous portion.
More kale than we normally eat on this day.
Just this one day we gave more. And then look what happened.
Damn.
Yeah. Hola.
Hola, alcoholic beverages and women of loose morals.
Yes,
sounds fun.
Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking, you know, I'm sorry, Seacrest got me off on something that my first wife, for some reason, I'd get sick sometimes, and I'd go to work, and I couldn't understand why I'd be sick at both ends. Finally divorced her after 11 years. And I talked to my ex-in-laws and my folks, and they'd get sick every time they'd come over. You know, so I think she was poisoning us. But anyway, that's not why I called.
Okay. That's just a side topic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. About 25 years ago, I was trying to quit smoking and went to the dentist. I used to eat Jolly Ranchers, you know, kind of get me off the smokes.
Sure.
And I got a gum line cavity, and he said, hey, you got to give that up. Here, you know, buy these sugarless type. Anyway. You know, I'd been eating them. I'd grab a handful as I'd go out. I was a construction worker. So, you know, after about 3 weeks, I mean, if the Olympics had a farting contest, I would have taken the gold.
Is this from the sugar-free candy, or is this from the actual Jolly Rancher?
It was from the sugar-free candies, you know. I mean, I thought I was dying, you know, and it's like, oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. I think there's a universal thing in sugar-free candy that makes people just have the...
Right, because it was the gummies. The sugar-free is the one that sent everyone to the toilet. You're saying you switched to sugar-free Jolly Rancher. Not, I don't know what they replaced the sugar with to give it the taste, but obviously it's not good for your ass.
Man, you know, it was just like, you know, these 45 to 60 second. I thought I was dying.
At that point, you're deflating. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, but I mean, horrible stomach cramps. And then even the guys on the job, you know, they kind of move away from me. It's like, holy.
Yeah, we don't have any room in here. We can't do that in the studio. It's terrible. Yeah. No, I think there's got to be a correlation then.
Right. I mean, it's only the candy. It's the sugar-free stuff. Yeah. I'm not a
candy guy, so I don't really care. When I do reach for candy, I guess I just reach for the sugar can.
Well, to me, like, it's candy.
You're only buying sugar-free candy if somebody said you can't have sugar.
That's the only reason, because you're eating candy. So at that moment you're consuming candy, like, health is not your primary concern.
Right. Like, most people I know that eat sugar-free candy, in all seriousness, are diabetic.
Why is it, though? It seems like whatever the sugar substitutes are, and I know there's a few of them, they seem to do more damage than any of the other.
Because it tricks your body.
Substitutes, you know what I mean?
Well, so like, your body thinks
you had Splenda.
Your body
right?
thinks but, you're taking in sugar, and it's not. So it's holding everything in like a hibernation mode instead of burning through. One thing about sugar is it does fire you up and burn through. Well, that doesn't necessarily work in some of these artificial sweeteners. It just kind of holds onto your body, but it doesn't speed your body up. So you're not getting right. the benefit of the lift that the sugar would normally provide from a Coke to a Diet Coke, even though both have caffeine. That has some type of corn syrup sugar in it compared to the crap that's just storing in your body.
Because like you said, other than being diabetic, which I understand you don't want the sugar, it seems like whatever they put in place of sugar to make it so it doesn't taste like ass, and whatever the product might be, while it is not sugar, so maybe you don't get fat, whatever its side effects are always seem worse than any side effect you get from sugar.
Yeah,
and less of course. But I mean, it's like, all right, well, you didn't have sugar, but you're going to get cancer. You didn't get sugar, but you're riding the toilet in a bloody stool. It's like, dude, just eat sugar at that point, right?
You know what's messing with me is yogurt.
Isn't it supposed to, though?
I mean, I guess. I just kind of forgot about that. And
well, are you eating that? What's the stuff Jamie Lee Curtis was pitching?
Hers makes you poop.
But that's
just saying,
the point,
if you get, like,
right?
good organic yogurt or whatever, it's got the good...
enzymes,
something.
Good
yeah, but it took me a couple days.
Probiotics.
Yeah, right? I was like, what is going on down there?
Then, oh, really?
It was just a lot of gas.
Was it just eating all the stuff in there, probably?
Yeah.
Are you cool. like regular now where your body's adjusted, or does it happen like every time you eat this yogurt?
No. I think it was just fighting some bad enzymes.
Ah, okay. It had a battle to do.
Jeez. It made me feel better when I Googled, does yogurt make you fart?
It was that bad that you had to Google?
Yes. It was just like 2 or 3 days in a row where like I felt fine, but my stomach kept making very odd noises. I'd go to the bathroom and just fart.
Time to check your freezer. The Food and Drug Association says popsicles may be contaminated with Listeria. The Ziegenfelder Company is recalling approximately 3,000 cases of Budget Saver Cherry Pineapple Monster Pops.
Meaning you have kids.
Budget Saver Cherry Pineapple Monster Pops. I'd like to be in the meeting when they came up with the name for that. And Sugar-Free Twin Pops because of the possibility of the Listeria contamination. Popsicles were sold in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Maine, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Washington, and Wyoming. So if you have the popsicles in there, they say throw it away. Products in the recall were delivered between April 5th and April 19th. No illnesses have been reported yet, but they've just found it, so you can take it back to the grocery.
It's worth taking back and
get a full refund.
Listeria, not as bad as E. coli, but they both start with the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like you might have bloody stool.
That's it. Still to come, the word has some annoying lingo that you only hear in the workplace. The return of Who Sucks Less is coming up, and our question: who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999 Ola. More of your calls coming in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.